Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday afternoon service of September the 3rd, 1988, Teaching and Deliverance Service, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Labor Day weekend, Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting. Irma Miller is teaching, and this concludes with deliverance.
It's so hard for some people to admit, you know, that they've been to the fortune teller or something. But, I mean, the minute you start repenting, that's when the enemy starts getting packing up and getting ready to leave. The minute you say it with your mouth. And she called me two or three times last week. She's been very sick. And bless her heart, she's so lovely lady. And she said, well, I want to tell you something. I went to a spiritualist meeting. And she said, do you know anything about materialization? I said, no, I really don't. I had never thought about it before. I never indulged in that part. And she said, well, she went downtown Los Angeles and to the spiritualist meeting, and this medium, you know, whatever they do, and they had a little thing like an ark, I guess, with a curtain across it, and when she conjured up or whatever she did, well, she opened this curtain and a spirit materialized right there in front of this woman's eyes. See, that's part of the reason why, if you don't have fluency in tongues, that is part of the reason why it's coming from the occult and from sorcery and from astrology. Now, the time is so, I don't know what, I'll be glad when time is no more, won't you? I have some scriptures that I have written now which will be faster. It's in Leviticus 26 and 31, and I'm going to read them to you, and if you'd rather just jot them down and then listen. Then you can study them later. The Lord tells us not to regard them with familiar spirits, and above all, not to seek after wizards, lest you be defiled. Defilement means foul, impure, corrupted, contaminated, and polluted. You'll hear us call out foul spirits. Well, that's part of where they've come from. Now, a wizard is one possessing supernatural powers. Now, for some reason, something built in us, we like to delve into the supernatural. Not only the supernatural of the Holy Ghost, but the supernatural of the netherworld. It's just, I guess we're born like that, seeking. We're actually seeking something from God, but we don't know what we're seeking. So we go to these places. Somebody hears, you know, some people will call me up and ask me for a word. I'm not a fortune teller, and I'm quick to tell them I'm not. If you want a word from God, you open the Bible and you begin to read. You begin to read the Psalms and the Proverbs, and there's a lot of words there that you can get, and they'll really help you. They will help you. The Word of God is the best place to get a word. Now, if the Holy Spirit is moving and somebody prophesies over you in the Holy Ghost, that's lovely. But I mean, just to go around seeking a word all the time, that is making me sick in the body of Christ. It is so prominent. Okay, I want to be nice this afternoon, but I want to also let you know what is happening in the body of Christ. We're only a nucleus here, a small portion. There are thousands of churches that are singing and dancing and whooping it up, but that's as far as they've gone. Yeah. You know, we got to move on. We have to have more, something more. There's more. We got answers. We have to have answers. And we're going to get it out of the Word of God and out from the Holy Ghost training and teaching us and from ministries that are speaking to us. Now, a fortune teller can tell events. We have some people that come here. She is a doctor's wife, and she's from Wisconsin. And she told me that when he got out of medical school, they were getting married. And they went down the street to get their license or something, and they passed a fortune teller's place. And they said, let's go in and get our fortune told. So they went in. And she told them something, you know, whatever. She read their palm and did something. And then as they started to walk out, her husband said, this doctor said to her, am I going to live very long? And she, the fortune teller said, oh, yes, until I think it's either 46 or 49 years. She says, you'll live to be 46 years old. Well, when you're young, 46 is ancient, you know, sounds like a long time. When you get 46 or 56 or 66, then, you know, that's a little different. But so he said, okay, thanks, and walked out. On the day of his birthday, when he was 46 years old, he died of cancer. We're not playing games. We're playing with fire. We're playing with something, an entity that is so wicked, he'd like to kill every one of us right this afternoon.
He accepted a curse.
See, he accepted a curse, but he did it in ignorance. He did it in ignorance. God says in Leviticus 20 and 6, the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Now, we understand whoremongering. This is spiritual adultery, spiritual fornication. And if we've done that, or if our mothers have done that, our grandmothers or our great-grandmothers, it goes back to the third and the fourth generation, we are visited with that curse put on by God, put on by God. In Deuteronomy 18 and 9 through 15, the Lord told them, when thou art come into the land, the children of Israel, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, divining, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancy. Now, if you've been Catholic, I'm here to tell you that you've been praying to dead saints. Even if you did it 20 years ago or 30 years ago, you need to be delivered from necromancing. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt anything. It'll be over in a minute. Just a second. I mean, once you say, I've done it, Lord, cleanse me, and we make the command, you can be dignified tonight. But this afternoon, let's get rid of these things. I had to be delivered from an Assembly of God spirit. You know why? Because I was taught from a little girl that we were the only ones going to heaven. Wasn't going to be anybody else in heaven but the Assembly of God. Boy, when that thing came out, it was big. Praise the Lord. I've had a lot of deliverances, but that's one I can remember easily. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. It makes him sick. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do. Well, what did the children of Israel do? They went and did exactly. Like a little kid, you tell them, don't touch that. They have so much rebellion, they're born with it. They'll go and touch it, won't they? They'll watch you, and the minute you turn your back, is that the way they do? They'll touch it. See, we're born with this in us from our generations with rebellion, which is witchcraft, isn't it? It is witchcraft, and we need to get rid of it. The children of Israel did not obey the Lord and went right ahead in their rebellion, which is witchcraft. And what happened? They died in the wilderness. We don't want to die in the wilderness, do we? We're coming out of the wilderness. Praise God, we're starting to come out. Let's get all the way out before, let's repent. Let's get this out of us before we die. In Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 10 and 13 and 14, you can look this up. This is all about Saul calling up that witch, that familiar spirit. And he got a little bit more than he bargained for. And in Isaiah 8 and 19, Jack used this morning, should not a people seek unto their God? You know, if you have questions, what he said this morning, ask the Lord. Don't run around here asking 49 people, wasting your breath when you could be praying. Ask God, Lord, is that right? Confirm that. Well, I remember once for days and weeks and months, I was seeing a certain lady that sometimes comes here, and she had a black nose, just like she was white lady, but just like she was a Negro. And that would just drive me back, you know, and I would say, Lord, I don't know what that means. Lord, what are you trying to show me about that lady? And I'd tell Glenn, and he'd say, oh, you know, forget it or don't worry about it. But I was concerned because she was a close friend of mine. And finally, one morning, you can get this from children or anybody. You'll get an answer that God sees that you come in contact with the very right, a right person. And I was watching the Today show for the news one morning early, and Dr. Art Eileen came on. He said, we can always tell when people are dying. They die in their nose first, and it starts to turn black. I said, praise God. And I started coming against spiritual death in that woman and natural death. And she did almost really have a heart attack after that and died, but praise God she lived. Now think about that. I did ask Glenn, I asked if, I don't know who all I asked, but not very many people, but I started asking God, God, show me, what is that? Why are you trying to, what are you trying to tell me? And we don't always have to have an answer. Now, I'm Irma Miller, and I like, let's get this show on the road and do things, you know, let's get this done. God says, Irma, I will deliver you in my time. Don't be trying to tell me what to do or when to do it. Doesn't he say, I will deliver you little by little? Our flesh cannot stand the supernatural all at once. Have you ever had jolts of the Holy Ghost where it just knocked you?
Yeah.
See? And if he started to, if he started reading us out, if he stood up here this afternoon and read out this congregation, and myself included, he could probably slay us all, you know?
Yeah.
How many like to know what's in them? Not very many here, but if you're not honest, if you're not honest, if you can't be honest, you're not going to get delivered. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. In Isaiah 47, it tells the consequences for sorceries and enchantments. One of them is the loss of children and widowhood, loss of husbands. Well, that's pretty serious, isn't it? I'd hate to lose Glenn. We've been married 47 years, and, you know, that would be quite a blow. And I don't want to have anything in astrology in me or anything, these monthly prognosticators and the stargazers and all of that. I want all that under my feet, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The Lord wants us to ask him for guidance and wisdom. He says, if you lack wisdom, you ask me. Well, you can ask counsel from people, but all these counselors that's coming up, I don't know about all that. I think if a counselor would start praying for you to have wisdom and to give you and help you that way. But I mean, if you go over and over and over and over and over everything, it doesn't really work.
No.
Not too much. It might give you a little relief, but not too much. The worst consequence is that we come under a curse, like Glenn said, a curse. Here are some of the occult practices that will displease the Lord. Now, I want you to listen, and I'll run through these. Fortune telling and palm reading. If you've ever been, if your mother has ever been, your father, or way back in your generation, four generations back, then you will need deliverance. Is that all right? Ouija board, if you've ever had a Ouija board in your house or back in your generations. Of course, I don't know how long they've been going. Dungeons and Dragons, that's that new game that's so treacherous and so horrible. And if your children have a computer and they're playing Dungeons and Dragons, you fathers, I loved all those men up here today. It used to be all women, you know, in the deliverance services. Now the men are coming forth, and that's what God wants. And you are the head of your house, and I don't care how loud your kid kicks about it, you go in there and take that Dungeons and Dragons game out. Is that right? And get rid of it. And all the rock music, too.
Yes.
That's a detriment to your children.
Amen.
ESP games. Water witching. Now, I don't know, you young people may not understand too much about water witching, but they witch for water. And we've had to redeem this land. There's seven wells on this land, and we've walked around every well and redeemed it. We don't know if they water witched or not, but we think they probably did. Voodoo books. Reading tea leaves. Yoga meditation, and this is going to get you. Lamaze. Having your babies by Lamaze. That is nothing more than mind control, yoga, and meditation. Eastern religion. And if you've had your children by the Lamaze method, your children will be hyper. They will cry and scream in church. And they will... We've had many children come here, and the minute I spot a kid that's acting up and turning over chairs and being noisy while the word is coming forth, I know that they've had those children by the Lamaze method, and I go and ask them. And many times we have prayed. We had one little boy that came here. He was about 3 or 4, and he cried the whole convention and annoyed everybody. And I went and asked the mother, and she said, yes, we did. And we prayed for that child, and he used to cry all night. And the Lord delivered that child, and he became like a little angel. See, it works. Try it and see. You'll like it. Table tipping, if you've ever involved in that, or levitation of objects. Now, who was that fellow that was the big ball player with the Angels? He came to our house one day, and he was ministering to a whole bunch of hippies out in the Antelope Valley in Roy Rogers and Dale Evans' building. And these hippies, they got together one night, and he was going to show them what his God could do, and they were going to show him what their God could do. Well, he said, "You go first." So they had this great, huge lead crystal ashtray sitting there. And these boys just sit and looked at that ashtray, and it just got up and floated in thin air across. And he left.
Albie Pearson.
Albie Pearson. He came down the next day to see us in Northridge where we lived. And he said, "Oh, you got to help me. You got to help me." The devil has power. And don't think for one moment, we told you the other day about that Aikido, that physicist, PhD from Fayetteville, that came here for deliverance. And when that Aikido spirit came out of him, it was so strong. See, that's a mental type thing. And it hit that wall right up there, and it went so loud, I can't do it, so loud, and this whole building shook like an earthquake. And he had already knocked down a few chairs and kicked over a few men. Those spirits are ferocious, and they were trying to get him to jump in front of trucks and steal from markets and do everything wicked. The devil never plays fair. He never comes and says, "Now I'm the devil, now I'm going to enter you and make you do something." Well, you'd say no. He comes unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Hypnosis. If you've had a dentist or a doctor hypnotize you, you need deliverance. Or if you've tried it yourself, or pendulum swinging. Automatic handwriting. That's big in California. You can have it done at the fair, which I did once. Didn't know a thing about all this. And took it home, put it in my desk drawer. Just before we moved here, I went back in the, well, it was supposed to be the maid's quarters, but Glenn had all of his tapes back there, and my typewriter and desk was back there. And I walked in there, and something hit me right in the head. And I said, "Oh, what is in here?" And he said, "Here's this handwriting analysis." And that's the first time I realized how much power that had. How many has ever had that done? At the fair or someplace, okay? Communicating with the dead. That is forbid. Going into psychic trances. Reading the horoscope. That seems so minor, doesn't it? But I imagine 90% of people in here, especially the ladies, have read the horoscope. They're in all magazines, all newspapers, and everywhere. Believing in reincarnation, that's of the devil all the way. Dream books. There's a lot of people can have a dream or a vision every 5 minutes. And they all think it's spiritual. That's not always spiritual. It's very devastating. Self-realization and books by Edgar Cayce, Gene Dixon, Arthur Ford, Ruth Montgomery, Inner Peace, Enlightenment, Scientology. We had a wonderful doctor in this town, a lady doctor. And she had the biggest practice, I think, of anybody in town. She was just lovely. And she got involved with a man, a customer of hers. She was a chiropractor that got her involved in Scientology. Those are big old fixers. And she was spirit-filled. She was an organist up here in one of the first churches. And she used to come here sometime. And you know, that thing has driven her insane, and she's still in a mental hospital. And she was the most beautiful girl. She could sit at the organ and play and sing. I tell you, we're not playing games anymore. Game playing and church game playing is over. We are talking serious business. We don't know what the enemy might do. Reading Unity books. Silva Mind Control. How many's ever read any of that stuff? Okay, back there. Greek mythology. One time I was praying for a girl, and I don't know a thing about Greek mythology. I went to school in small high schools and small grade schools, and all we studied was reading, writing, and arithmetic, and I loved typing and shorthand and sewing and cooking and all that stuff, but I never delved in. We didn't even have Greek mythology. One day I was praying for this girl, and I think Patty was up there, and right on my mouth came Pandora's box. I didn't even know what it meant. When I said that demon in her went crazy. And the day before, she had gotten a letter from her favorite teacher out west that she loved the most, and that teacher was her teacher of Greek mythology. And that spirit did not like to come out. Carrying it, rabbit's feet, good luck, clovers, charms, a lot of satanic jewelry, occult jewelry, pantomiming, reading fairy tales to your children about dragons and fairies, all of that's forbidden by God. Incantations, that's chanting and singing the same thing over and over in a chant. Satan worship, there's a lot of Satan worshipers around this area, and I think they are all over. Watching soap operas, that'll bring you to divorce quicker than anything else. I mean it. Wishful thinking. They look at all the beautiful furniture and the beautiful clothes and the beautiful men and they think, oh, I can't stand these three little kids, brats around me. I want to get out and marry somebody with money and I can have a good time. And I've had many people come here that were hooked on soap operas. Having a kitchen witch in your house. Or a Mexican sun god. There's somebody here in this town. I visited them and prayed in their house. They had a big sun god on their refrigerator, and their house caught on fire three times. Three times, almost burned down. Brand new house. LSD or other mind-binding drugs, all kinds of drugs. Soul travel. A lot of people think it's so exciting to come out of their body and their travel around and go to Vietnam and minister or something. That's, you might get translated, but it's not an everyday affair that you go and learn out of a book. Soul travel. Yeah. Well, it's a picture of a witch and it's supposed to bring you good luck. And they have them advertised in these little magazines that you get in the mail. Smurfs. The Smurfs. And a lot of toys. We have tapes back there on demonic toys. And voodoo dolls. We just had an escapade here in this town in the new tower where you pay to go up and see all over Hot Springs. They had a gift shop in there. And Shirley Smith, you know, she would spot it. She's been the one that perused all these toys and has let people know these bad toys. And she saw this voodoo doll. And it says, this is not a child's toy. Up there for sale in the gift shop. And she read. And there was different pins. If you wanted your enemy to have sinus, you stuck it through the nose and you said so-and-so. If you wanted them to have cancer, wherever you, in the lung, you stuck another pin there. And it had all the explanations of how to do it. So Mr. Miller, he walks downtown and goes into the forestry office and he says, who's in charge of that gift shop up there? And the man said, I am. Glenn says, you got voodoo dolls up there. Do you know what they are? And he said, no. Glenn says, they got to be removed. He said, I'm asking you nicely. They've got to come out of there. They are dangerous. They are real. And people will be using them. And Glenn says, now if you don't want to do anything about it, we'll get petitions and something will be done. He said, I'll take care of it. Glenn said, how do you plan to take care of it? And the man reached for the phone, called up, got the head woman, said, take those off of the shelf, destroy them, and don't put them back on again. That's called taking the kingdom, isn't it? That's called reigning. Now here's your consequences. Suicide spirits. They'll talk to you and say, you ought to kill yourself. Life isn't worth living. There's suicide spirits in here this afternoon. All kinds of mental oppression, depression, gloominess, indifference, irresponsibility, dark shadows, seeing dark shadows, addictions to, this is under the cult, tobacco, drugs, alcohol, food, gluttony, surfeiting. Boy, Christians really like to go out surfeiting, don't they? You know what that is? Well, look it up in the dictionary when you get home. Surfeiting is eating and having a great time. Compulsive eating. There are some people that will buy two chocolate cakes and eat them down right away. And then they get anorexia or bulimia or, you know, whatever. That's all. Comes under the occult strong man. The spirit of the python. He wraps around people. Spirit of divorce. Strife in your marriage. That's what's causing your divorce. Fear and anxiety, nervous breakdown. And I'm the one here, and self-pity, neurotic behavior. I'm the one that can talk from first-hand experience about a nervous breakdown. Because in 1957, I had a total nervous breakdown. I was a total vegetable. They told Glenn I would always be a vegetable. They gave me 17 shock treatments, and I was the worst vegetable. And the Lord healed me. He healed me through fasting and prayer from the church, but I wasn't delivered. I hadn't come into deliverance, never even knew anything about the devil at that time. My daddy used to preach, the devil's in the movies, and the devil's in the dance hall, and in the bars. Well, I didn't know the devil came and sat on the front seat at church. I had no idea. I used to wonder what made the deacon give a message in tongues and interpret it on Sunday and beat up his wife on Wednesday. But you see, in a parsonage, the children are all sworn to secrecy, and you don't ask questions, and you don't know. That's none of your business, and that's it. But anyway, the Lord delivered me out of that, and I was in that mental hospital for too long. I think about 3 months, wasn't it? And you might think I belong there this afternoon, but I'm here to tell you I have a sound mind. Praise the Lord. Extrasensory powers, hearing voices, that's very, very prevalent. And unable to read the Word of God and remember it and know what you have read. How many read down a page and you have to go back and you don't know a thing you've read? Put up your hands, admit it. It's coming from the occult somewhere. Rebellion and defiance. Not willing to come under any authority. There's a lot of lone rangers out here. They don't want to come under any type of authority. Well, that's going to get you into trouble. That's going to open you up worse for the enemy. And if I were you, if somebody says, tells you what to do of authority and you don't want to do it, you're just opening yourself up to something worse. Now, I never did go to a fortune teller in my life. I have read a few horoscopes. I had that handwriting analysis done. And other than that, I had not indulged in any of this. Another thing is sensual dancing. Sensual dancing. We had a little girl come here. She's about 19 or 20, and we were praying for her. And we kind of, all these chairs were down. We had a few chairs out here, and we were just praying for her. Just four or five of us were praying. And her legs used to shake. Have you ever sat by people and their legs are constantly, you can't even jigger your legs like they'll jigger and jigger. And I said to her, have you done a lot of dancing? My lamb, before I could bat an eye, she stood up and said, let's do the twist. And man, she went through something all over this with an unseen partner. And then she did a waltz, just a beautiful waltz. And then she did the rumba and the sap, every kind of dance that there is to do. She did it. Sensual dancing. But she was also trying to kill herself all the time. You see, this is serious. This is serious. Now, the way I found out about this, when Derek Prince came to hold a 10-day meeting in L.A., we sort of sponsored him. He stayed at our house. And one day, every day he'd say, I must pray for you and Glenn. But we were always going to early morning meetings and meetings all day and half the night. And the last morning before he left, we didn't have any meetings that day, and we had to take him to the airport, he said, I'm going to pray for you two. You're both under the power of a fortune teller. Oh, my. It doesn't rattle me for somebody to tell me something like that, because I just think, well, Lord, I want to be delivered of that, and if it ain't in there, it ain't going to come out. But it just might be in there, and I don't know about it. I said, pray for me. And Glenn said, pray for him. So he prayed for me first, and when he prayed for me, a tent lifted off of the outside of me. And I could see better, think better, hear better, and everything. Then he prayed for Glenn, and another tent lifted off of me. Well, we had no idea where that was coming from. He said, well, it's coming through your mother's. And Glenn's mother received the Holy Ghost in 1922, and my folks in 1932. But you know what? About 3 or 4 days. Now, it's a very funny thing. You'll see people absent from deliverance services that usually come to all the other services. Oh, that's very interesting, isn't it? But Glenn's mother was at our house and his father, and they didn't want to stay there while Derek Prince was staying there. And I couldn't understand it because, man, she's a hallelujah, goes down on the front seat all the time. And she didn't want to come to any of the meetings. I just couldn't understand that. Well, she came back. They were staying at our house that winter, so they moved out and went over to another brother's house, and then they came back after he left. And one day we were sitting at the dining room table one afternoon filing some name cards, and I said to her, do you know anybody in the family that's ever been to a fortune teller? She said, oh, yes, I have when I was 17 years old. And I said, you know, Derek Prince picked that up on Glenn, and there was something on him, and it left. Man, she hit the ceiling. Now, it wasn't the real her. It was that spirit in her. Man, it went wild. She screeched. That old Derek Prince don't know what he's talking about. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. She screeched it out. And when she said that, that tent came down over me. It was a powerful thing. That night, I got going back in our bedroom when he got home, and I told him. And he prayed for me and got it off of me again. He said, now, don't come under that authority anymore. Well, 6 months later, we visit my parents in the Middle West in Quincy, Illinois, and again, big family reunion, you know, tables all over, a lot of food was eating. And right out of my mouth, I didn't even think about it before. I just said, has anybody here in this family been to a fortune teller? Oh, man, same thing my mother, that godly, lovely mother of mine, said, that old Derek Prince don't know what he's talking about. Everything's under the blood. She screeched it out. And the whole table went wild. Everybody was talking. My dad said, everybody be quiet. Shut up, everybody. Now, look, maybe this does have some credence. And he, you know, preachers have a way of kind of throwing oil on the troubled water. And he said, now, wait a minute. He said, we did have a Ouija board in our house when he was young. And he says, this could be. And so, but neither one of them. Now, my dad repented later, but my mother never did believe it. She thought everything was under the blood, and bless her heart, and she went on to be with the Lord. And I realized then, you see, when things actually happen to you, you can talk out of your experiences, and you know. Now, see, I wouldn't have had any idea. I might have been in a quandary of mind, although I respect Brother Prince, and I respect other deliverance ministries. I respect all ministries. We don't have any right to come against anointed ministries. No, but none of us do. That'll get you into trouble fast. Now, we're going to pray in a minute, but I'm going to talk to you right down to earth now. If you won't forgive others, you will never get delivered. You will always be in the hands of the tormentors. How many feel you're in the hands of the tormentors this afternoon? Come on, be honest. Put up your hands. I know a lot of you are tormented. I have a little track here that somebody gave me of Corrie Ten Boom's, and she had preached a tremendous sermon, I think, over in Munich in a big church. And at the end of the service, who would show up and stuck his hand out to her, and she looked, and it was the guard that had literally killed her sister, and had made them all walk across the floor in front of him and a lot of other people naked. And he says to her, I'm going to read this, a fine message, Frawling. How good it is to know that, as you say, all of our sins are at the bottom of the sea. It was the first time since my release that I had been face to face with one of my captors, and my blood seemed to freeze. He says, you mentioned Ravensbrück in your talk. I was a guard there. But since that time, he went on, I have become a Christian. I know that God has forgiven me for the cruel things I did there, but I would like to hear it from your lips as well. Again, the hand went out. Will you forgive me? And I stood there and could not. Betsy had died in that place. Could he erase her slow, terrible death simply for the asking? It could not have been many seconds that he stood there, hand still out. But to me, it seemed hours as I wrestled with this most difficult thing that I'd ever had to do. For I had to do it. I knew that. The message that God forgives has a prior condition, that we forgive those who have injured us. If you do not forgive men their trespasses, Jesus says he will not forgive you. Still I stood there with coldness clutching my heart, but forgiveness is an act of the will. There are some things that have to be cast out. There are other things that you have to do. It's not all casting out. If it were, we'd all be somewhere in the high heavens. We've got to overcome things daily. And under my breath, I said, Jesus, help me. I prayed silently. I can lift my hand. I can do that much. You supply the feeling, Lord. And so woodenly, mechanically, I thrust my hand into the one stretched out to me. And as I did, an incredible thing took place. The current started into my shoulder, raced down my arm, sprang into our joined hands. And then this healing warmth seems to flood my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. I forgive you, brother, I cried with all of my heart. For a long moment, we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then. Well, isn't that worth forgiving? This is a tremendous little tract. And the Lord says, I won't forgive you. Shall we repent?
Amen.
Shall we repent this afternoon?
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to lead you in prayer. And I want you to pray after me. And we're going to ask the Lord to forgive us. And then we're going to come against the spirit of astrology and the occult and whatever else that needs to be come against as the Holy Spirit would lead us. Dear Father,
we come in the name of Jesus.
We thank you that you've forgiven us for all the things that we do not even deserve to be forgiven of. But Lord, we repent this afternoon
for all these
things that we have talked about, that we have indulged in, or our forefathers have indulged in. We ask you to cleanse us by the blood for any involvement in divination, astrology, incantations, and all these other things. Cleanse us by your precious blood. Take away our sins in these areas. Lord, we want to be free. We want to be obedient. We ask you to forgive us for rebellion, stubbornness, idolatry, and we ask you, Lord, to deliver us. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We hate sin.
We
denounce the occult.
We
denounce all of Satan's works. We don't want him to have any part in our life.
We don't want him to have any part.
We will to forgive everyone.
We will to forgive everyone.
Everybody that's ever hurt us.
Everybody that's ever hurt us.
All the things we can't even remember about.
All the things we can't even remember.
Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
Our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know them?
Hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know them?
We ask you to come in and wash us.
We ask you to come in and wash us.
Wash our subconscious minds.
Wash our subconscious mind.
And Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You say whoever calls on the name of the Lord.
You say whoever calls on the name of the Lord.
Shall be delivered.
Shall be delivered.
We call on you this afternoon.
We call on you this afternoon.
Deliver us from all evil.
Deliver us from all evil.
And we thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
Now let the blood of Jesus just flow down over you for a moment. Just silently let it flow down over me. And then we're going to start calling these things out of you. And you don't have to be dignified. This is a delivery room. I don't know how many has been in the delivery room before, but a lot of things go on in the delivery room.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over every spirit here this afternoon, and I bind it to the day of judgment in Jesus' name. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I put the blood to cleanse and to wash and to separate. And I break the power and authority of every demon spirit. You'll not tear or you'll not harm in any way. And in no way will you put on a show. I bind and break your dominion.
Yes.
And I bind you to the day of judgment. And Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord that are here to assist and help us in this deliverance session.
Amen.
And I praise you for it. And Father, I thank you for intercessors to pray and intercede in behalf of the Lord as we cast out these evil spirits. And which we abound, and I break your dominion. Now, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to come out in Jesus' name.
Come out now.
Come out.
In Jesus' name.
Come out.
Come on out. Immediately come out in Jesus' name and obey. Come out, rebellion. Come out, spirits of the occult, in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, astrology spirits, divining spirits. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Fortune telling. All the spirits involved with fortune telling, come out in Jesus' name. Yes, come on out. Come on out. Spirits are breath. They are air. Pneuma. The Holy Spirit comes in upon us as wind. The evil spirits come in also as wind, so you press them out. You bring up. Cast out means to vomit in the dictionary. Give a quick jerk and breathe out. Now let's do that. And let's let them come out. That's the way. Let them come out in Jesus' name.
All you spirits of divination. I bind you and break your dominion. Come out.
Spirit.
Witchcraft.
Come out
witchcraft. The occult. I bind your power. I break your dominion.
Spirits.
Power
come
spirits
now.
Of the occult. Come
in
out in Jesus' name.
Name.
I break
come
your
out.
Powers.
Jesus
witchcraft.
Name.
Spirits of witchcraft.
Yes.
I bind and break your dominion in Jesus' name.
Ouija board
spirits of the occult. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of the Ouija board,
yes.
Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Divination, come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Right, come on.
I bind your power. I break your dominion. I loose these people from your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. Satan,
yes.
I take your rights away. I break your dominion over these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name.
Come on out.
I break your dominion. Come out.
Come out
in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Spirits of fortune telling, tea leaves, card reading. I break the palm reading. Come out in Jesus'
name.
Spirits of the occult, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. Come out in the name of the Lord. Spirits of a horoscope, I break your dominion. Come out in
Jesus'
name. Come out. Clairvoyant.
Voodoo.
I break your ESP. Come out in Jesus'
name.
Come out. Come out in the name of divining. I come out in the name of spirit of divining. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I break your dominion. Come out. Automatic handwriting. Come out in Jesus'
name.
Come on. All the spirits of the occult. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. Come out. Come out. I bind you. I break your dominion. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. I break your dominion. Fortune telling.
Come out in
Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, yoga,
come
Eastern
out.
Religions.
Come
I break the dominion and power of Eastern
of
religions.
In
come out
name
in the name of Jesus.
All
you spirits
come
of
out.
Eastern religions, come,
come
out.
In Jesus
come out
name.
In Jesus'
come
name.
Out in Jesus
come out.
Name.
I break
bless
your dominion
you.
In Jesus' name.
In
come out.
Jesus.
Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Rebellion, you spirits of rebellion. I break your dominion.
Come out
in Jesus' name. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. It's the spirits of Edgar Casey and Gene Dixon and Arthur Ford and Ruth Montgomery. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Anyone who's read these books, I break the powers of them over.
Come out.
Over.
In
Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Rosa Kirsten,
the name
of Jesus.
A spiritualist, a Mormon, Christian science. I break the persons of it. I loose the people from it in Jesus' name. I take authority over the persons. I break the dominion of it in
Jesus'
name. Unity, theophany, the inner peace movement. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Unitarianism, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Moonies, the Way, Jesus only. I break that. Powers and in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus. Loose these people. Come out of them. Come out. Come out. I bind you to the day of judgment. I break your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break your dominion. I take your rights away. I loose these people from you. In Jesus' name. Depression. Spirit of depression and gloominess. Come out. I bind you in indifference, irresponsibility. Come out in
Jesus'
name. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Unpredictable behavior. I break your dominion over these people. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. I loose you from them in Jesus' name. Delusion. Spirits of delusions. Come out. Spirits of grandeur. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. I break your take your authority away. Uncontrollable passions. Lust and lust. I bind the spirit of lust. The spirit of appetite. A lustful appetite. Spirit of sexual lust. I bind those powers. I take the rights away. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. I break your dominion over these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of lust, I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spiritual perversion, I break that dominion in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Adultery, fornication, come out. I break your dominion. Spirit of divorce, the occult powers of divorce, I break the powers of divorce over these people. I loose them from us. Spirits of the occult, the powers of divorce, I break that dominion in Jesus' name. I loose the people from it. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirit of lying and stealing, I break that power and dominion. Come out in the name of Jesus. I loose that spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Break that dominion. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come on, fear of dying, spirits, fear of dying, I break your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it. Come out in the name of Jesus. Neurotic behavior, I break that curse in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come on, move, move. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash. I take authority in the name of Jesus. The blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses and washes. I break that dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of indifference towards the things of the Lord. I break that power and dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Spirit of doubt. Spirits of doubt. I break that power in Jesus' name. Doubt. Spirit of doubt. Unbelief. Spirit of unbelief. I come against you in Jesus' name. Unbelief. Unbelief. I break that dominion in Jesus' name. You spirits of unbelief and doubt. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. I pray... Come out. Come out. I bind your power. I break your dominion. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. Move. Come out. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I break your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. Blasphemous thoughts. Spirit of blasphemous thoughts, I break that power. I come put the blood to cleanse and to wash the subconscious mind against blasphemous thoughts. I break that dominion. I break that power in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, you spirits of blasphemous thoughts that come in the subconscious mind. I break that. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash the subconscious mind of ungodly thoughts. I apply the blood of Jesus to the mind to wash it of the ungodly thoughts. I take Satan's rights away. I break the dominion in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirits of suicide, I bind you, foul spirits of suicide. I break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord Jesus. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. You spirits of suicide, I bind you. I break your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. You spirits of suicide, come out. I bind you. I break your dominion. I take your rights away. Loose them. Come out. Suicide, I bind your power. I break your dominion. Every spirit of suicide, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirits of homosexuality, I bind your power. Lesbianism, I bind your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your dominion and power. Come out in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you for the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus. Said that in Jesus' name, you'd give us authority to take authority over Satan and to set the captives free, to cast out the evil spirits. And in Jesus' name, I bind and break your dominion over these people, over myself in Jesus' name. I break your power, Satan. I take your rights away. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I pray. Any spirits of Lamaze, any children that's been born by Lamaze, any person here who's used Lamaze, I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. I break that spirit of Lamaze. I break that dominion. I break that power of Lamaze in Jesus' name. I take Satan's rights away. I loose them from that power of Lamaze. Hypnotism, you spirits of hypnotism, I break your dominion. Anyone who's had any doings with hypnotism in any form, I break that power and that dominion over you in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it. I loose you from it in the name of Jesus. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord, for setting the captives free. I praise you for it this afternoon. I thank you for it. Father, I come against the ancestral sins of our ancestors that we're not even aware of, Father. The familiar spirits of sickness that have come down through the family line of sugar diabetes and cancer and heart problems and kidney problems and other areas. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and wash, and I bind the familiar spirits of inherited curse of sickness. I bind that familiar spirit and I break its power over us this afternoon. Spirit of heart problems, spirit of mind, insanity, I bind and break that dominion. I break the curse of it from off of us. I break the curse of kidney problems, of heart problems, of liver conditions. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. The sugar diabetes, the hyperglycemia, I stand against that in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. The back problems. I come against inherited back problems. In Jesus' name, I break the dominion of it. I loose the captives. I set them free in Jesus' name. I bind you, foul spirits. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Father, I come against alcohol, drugs and alcohol. In Jesus' name, inherited from the family line, spirits of alcohol or drugs or those that we've gotten in ourselves. I break the satanic power of it. I bind the power. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Whatever types of alcohol, I bind and break that dominion of drunkenness, spirit of drunkenness. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. Father, I come against spirit of sorcery. Spirit of sorcery, taking of drugs. I bind that power. I break that dominion over us in Jesus' name. Spirit of sorcery, taking of drugs. I break the curse of it. I loose us from it in the name of Jesus. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Does anybody feel that anything stirred in them and you'd like somebody to pray with you? Put your hand up. If you feel something is stirred in you. You want to go over here and pray with this? Anybody else? Anybody else want somebody to come pray with them? Okay. Where did Brother Samuel? Where's Samuel? Is he praying with somebody? Irma needs a man to come pray with her. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Brother Badgett, help there. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood that washes. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name. We praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing a course about the blood here for a few minutes, and then we'll praise the Lord and thank Him for what He's done. Praise the Lord. I bind every spirit to the day of judgment. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord here to bind these spirits up and to keep them till you judge them at that day of judgment. I praise you for it, Jesus. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. At the cross, here I first saw the light, and the burden on my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now, hallelujah, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the blood on my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Okay, let's all put our hands up and ask the Holy Ghost to fill every area that has been vacated today, that we be full of the Holy Ghost in every area that's vacant. Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for filling us in every area, Lord, that's been vacated, that is full of the Holy Ghost. So there's no place for Satan to come back and take up a lodging. Father, for it's full, it's filled with you. It's filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise your name, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for filling every area of us, Lord, of every person, Lord, so that there's no place for Satan to return to. I thank you for all that you've done for us today, Lord. I thank you for all that you will yet do for us, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. For thou art worthy. Unto thee belongs all praise and all glory and honor. And I give praise unto thee, for thou art worthy. Hallelujah. Jesus is your name. And I praise you and I worship you and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for your people, Lord. For your children, Lord. We're your kids, Lord, and we need help. And we thank you for helping us, Lord. I praise you for it. And I bless your name this afternoon. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Brother Wilson will be ministering at 7 o'clock. And we've got beef. What did you say we had?
Roast beef
and cherry pie.
And mashed potatoes
and gravy. And all for goodies. Father, I thank you for the food. Thank you for making it health and strength to us. And I thank you for blessing it and bless those that prepared it. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.